the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
It's Wednesday, May the 14th.
And we're getting closer.
Hump day.
Oh, thank you. Had to add that. Getting closer to the May 2-4 weekend. And that, of course, is the unofficial kickoff to camping season here in Nova Scotia. And hey, what better place to pitch your tent than the Sydney Tarpons?
Yeah, I saw that on TV. What's up with that? I mean, you know, talk about trying to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Really, they're trying.
It's one of the country's most notorious former industrial sites, and it is now, after $400 million later, a lovely green space suitable for camping.
And concerts.
Well, yeah, the actual site is where they're planning to put the camping portion. Mm-hmm. And we're speaking of the Aerosmith concert that's going to be playing in Sydney later on this summer. And part of the cleanup was to turn the area into sports fields, walking trails, and playgrounds. And the promoter that's organizing the concert wants to put part of that newly created green space into campgrounds.
I wonder if Aerosmith knows that that's where they're playing.
Well, you know, Sac Vegas, the Twitterer known as Sac Vegas, I think put it best. The toxic twins on the toxic tarpons, I can see it. But actually, the site can accommodate about 1,000 tents. There's room for trailers and RVs, and they're just trying to iron out the final details on this. But they're thinking that in the next couple of weeks, people will be able to start booking their campsites. The actual,
and I bet you there are going to be a lot of vacancies.
I don't know. The concert's September 12th. There's not a lot of hotels nearby, so
I don't know. Would you go there? I mean, I'm sure that it's perfectly safe, but I think I'd bring along a Geiger counter or something that would test for PCBs or something in the soil. Like, I don't know.
I don't think I would go there if I plan on using my DNA anytime soon.
It's like swimming in the harbor. Even though they say it's okay.
Hey, Mayor Peter Kelly used to go swimming in the harbor.
That's right. And look what happened to him. He turned completely white, pale, and quit.
Disappeared.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to...
He went swimming in the harbor and it just went all downhill after that.
Hey, every now and then, a really cool ad crosses the Kijiji site. This one popped up earlier this week, and it's a classic. For sale on Kijiji right now, 6 ounces of spinach in good condition. Selling half a thing of baby spinach. I'm going to a conference for a few days. Prefer it not to go to waste. Need gone tomorrow. It's technically expired, but still pretty crispy. Should hold out another 3 to 4 more days. It's from Costco, so you know it's good shit. $1.50 or best offer. Pickup only.
That's really bizarre. Is there a phone number? We should phone that person.
I didn't see a phone number there.
Oh,
no.
Get the phone number, please.
I didn't see a phone number, but there's multiple photographs of it. That's the kicker
of
for me.
Of the spinach?
Of the spinach.
Half open.
Wow. Yeah, the plastic container, the clamshell box is open. You can see the spinach on the inside. Another classic from Kijiji. So a couple weeks back, we were telling you about the Trailer Park Boys, the new movie in theaters now, but their new season is going to be shown exclusively on Netflix starting in September. So they're shooting part of that season right now, and they are looking for folks for the rest of the week to help them round out some of their scenes that they need. Get a load of this. They need seniors to do yoga, bowling seniors, and massage parlor customers, preferably seniors.
So you have to have a smile. You have to be able to smile.
Yes.
Seniors with a smile.
No grumpy seniors allowed. But Hennessy Casting is putting the word out for this. I told my parents they should apply.
Oh, they should.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they already bowl on a regular basis. Mom's been itching to go to Truro for a while now, so what the hell.
And your dad loves the massages.
Now, mind you, we just said a minute ago that they have to be happy seniors.
Yeah.
But not until day three, because on day three, they need angry seniors. And the quote is, "You're mad and you hate crappy sandwiches." That's what the casting call reads.
Oh.
Yeah.
That could be your dad.
Also, they're looking for a newborn baby. If you have a newborn that is at least 15 days old, they have to be at least 15 days old by law, and no more than 6 weeks old, they need it for a live birth scene. So,
wow, nothing in between.
Nothing in between.
It's either the newly born or the nearly dead they're looking for.
They want you either if you're hatched or almost snatched.
Either way, you have to be bald.
If any of those or all of those appeal to you in any way, shape, or form, go see Hennessy Casting on their website to apply because they need somebody for the rest of this week.
Ooh, what are you looking at? There's a picture.
Well,
Daisy Dukes.
Well, no. The school might think they're Daisy Dukes. Mom says no. Staying in Truro, and this has got nothing to do with the Trailer Park Boys, an eighth grader by the name of Michaela is facing suspension from her junior high after wearing shorts that school administration has deemed to be inappropriate, and that's prompted her mother to launch an online petition.
Ah, the ongoing battle.
Yes, this has been going on since the time of schools, I think, and what is appropriate for school.
When you were in school, what did they not allow?
Shorts had to be an appropriate length, no cutoffs, and no t-shirts with obscene slogans.
And that all makes sense.
Yes.
When I was in school, no ripped like jeans with holes in them. And they would really look at the bottoms because we used to wear the big bell-bottom flares, and rather than having them taken up, we just wear them until the ground wore them off and they would just kind of...
Until the ground absorbed them.
Well, yeah, kind of. So they just, you couldn't even see your shoes. They were just kind of hanging and they got dirty. And it makes sense. To me, if it's a public school, they should have guidelines that basically say nothing obscene and nothing that offends anyone else.
Well,
just like anywhere else in society.
And I think this is a case of two wrongs don't make a right. I mean, the rationale that's offered up by the school is wrong because they say the shorts could distract boys and male staff.
Okay, you know, first of all, you know what distracts boys that age?
Girls that age.
It doesn't matter if they're wearing a burqa. I'm sorry, they would be, these boys would be distracted.
I mean, if that indeed is what the school said, then that is bullshit because that just implies that the boys and the male staff are nothing but Neanderthals that cannot control their urges and is just, I mean, that's just ridiculous to begin with.
You know, there's something to be said about that girls wearing the burqa thing to school. Just to stop. None of this, no human rights for women or anything. I completely disagree with that. But, you know, maybe just to, so they can get some work done and they don't have to worry about their makeup and their hair and what they look like and to stop these boys from staring at them. But
maybe the boys should just stop staring on their own.
Well, that's hormones. That's what boys do.
Well,
girls, you have so much control over us. You really do, you know.
Yes, and I like that ring through your nose, too.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's the rationale offered up by the school, which is just poppycock. Mm. The mother is completely wrong in forcing this issue. Unless the mother can wear shorts of that length and cutoffs to work, and unless she works at Hooters, I don't think so, then to back this horse is completely wrong because this child will not be able to wear whatever she wants to work. She won't be able to wear whatever she wants wherever she goes in this world. I mean, save the shorts for when you come home from school. Now, the school isn't saying you can't wear shorts. I mean, the mother's crying, oh, well, it's hot in the school this time of the year and they don't have air conditioning. So what? You can wear shorts that are an appropriate length.
And I'm just looking at that picture. Those shorts don't look like they're not an appropriate length. But you know what they are? They're cutoffs. And our school used to have a policy about that because they look sloppy. You know, you don't wear their Daisy Dukes because you have these strings hanging down and they just look sloppy. If those were regular shorts or gym shorts that were that length,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure, I mean, those are no longer than what somebody would wear in gym class. Can we put that picture on the website?
Yeah, I'll try to do that for sure.
And put a few more pictures of Daisy Dukes on the website too.
Just because?
Just for fun.
Yeah. You know, so the mother is wrong for backing this horse and pushing the issue. The only one who isn't wrong in all of this is Michaela, the eighth grader, who is doing what eighth graders do, and that's push the envelope. But she's the one who's suffering because she's the one who's facing suspension from school.
There is a gray area here, though, because it's a public school. Now, a private school, they can put their own law down and say you have to wear a uniform or you have to do this and you have to do that. But because it's a public school, the public has to go to school. You know what I mean? They can't really be that specific about what people can and cannot wear.
No, and the school says they don't have any set guidelines, and I think that's the reason why.
And the way I look at it is if it's obscene, if people are complaining and it's deemed obscene and it's showing off things that it shouldn't show off, then yeah, she shouldn't be able to wear them, but use the judgment that our society lays down. Although, I do have to say, the latest style, when I went to drop Brahman off at school, and yesterday when we were at the movie and the girl standing in front of us in line, what is with wearing nothing but leggings? I mean, these are leotards. These are undergarments that girls are now wearing as pants. I'm starting to sound like old man Patterson here, but no, I mean, it's not like they're wearing underwear underneath them and using them as pants. I mean, that's all they're wearing, and that doesn't leave a lot to the imagination.
They're wearing underwear underneath.
Doesn't look like it. No, there was a lot of jiggling going on there. I don't think there was any underwear, or maybe it was a thong or something.
Exactly.
Well, but I mean, that's really, to me, that's distracting. That was distracting me. And I was standing beside you. I mean, in order to take my attention from the lovely and talented Lisa Blackburn and kind of get my thoughts straying, to me, that is more obscene than a pair of Daisy Dukes, because at least those cover up what they have to cover up and there's no jiggling going on. Mm. But you see, once again, it's up to a person's own discretion. I mean, do you think that those are obscene?
I don't. I mean, everything is covered and
barely.
Well,
okay, how about if a student went to school with nothing but spray paint on them or latex? You know how they paint the latex? Because it's pretty close to that. In terms of thickness and how it molds to the body, it's pretty close to just nothing but latex painted on to somebody. Hmm. And to me, they're naked with just some paint on them. So what's the difference? Would you say that's obscene?
It wouldn't be very warm.
No warm, and there'd be shrinkage and wrinkling, and especially if the guys did it. You don't want that. But seriously, in terms of the jiggle factor, it's about the same as these leggings nowadays. And see, I deem that more distracting than a pair of Daisy Dukes. But
wow.
But once again, okay. Do you have a board that sits down and goes, okay, let's bring in the next model. What do you think about these? You know, you can't do it. If it's so bad that a bunch of people are actually complaining and teachers are going, whoa, you should have seen what I had in my class there. That's just not right. And other students say it's distracting and that girl really shouldn't wear that. Then I think they take it on a case-by-case basis.
And I think that's exactly what happens. If fashion trend sort of comes down the pike and teachers are noticing it in their classroom and they, you know, collectively deem that, okay, you know what, this isn't right. Then I think that's when schools react.
And you hit the nail on the head when you said that. See, fashion trends go a certain way, but then it's the 14-year-olds that push it even further.
Mm-hmm.
When ripped jeans were the big thing, you know, you can have those big, they were even selling ripped jeans with holes in them. That's okay if that's a fashion, but then you get those students that would go and rip them themselves and wear them so that they were practically, I mean, you could just see the underwear underneath and they were practically just shreds. They look like the Incredible Hulk. Now, to me, when they finally get to that point, that's when you put your foot down. But you can't just stop a whole trend and say, you can't wear this type of pants. It's case-by-case basis.
Yeah, and I'm sure most schools have a policy in place regarding pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Well, there's another great example, because that became a style, but then some guys started strapping the pants, like, on their knees, practically, with, you know, and then showing about
mid-thigh,
butt crack and stuff.
Yeah,
and
well, when schools put the kibosh to that.
Well, when it gets to the point where you can't walk properly because you're wearing pants like that, then, you know, it's becoming too much. And I think low pants, that was fine if that was a style, but then they had to get those few teens that had to push the envelope even a bit further than that.
Anyway, in this case, I think it's definitely two wrongs don't make a right. The school is wrong in their rationale for the policy. The mother is wrong to question the policy unless she can wear whatever she wants. If she can wear shorts of that length to her workplace, then all the power to her.
You hit the nail on the head right there. I think that what is legal to wear and not obscene to wear in public should be legal to wear and not obscene to wear at school. And I'm not talking about on the beach, because that's a different scenario. So you can't go to school in a bikini. But if it's acceptable to wear in the workplace, it's acceptable to wear at a school.
And that's the key. I think it's not about, you know, obscene. It's not about, I mean, this is about what is acceptable and showing the proper respect for the school.
Now, put up those Daisy Duke pictures. I want to show them the proper respect, too.
Hey, and finally for today, if you want to meet a cop, a real live cop, it's open house day today for the RCMP. A number of the detachments are throwing open their doors from 4 until 7 p.m. You can have a look around and perhaps...
touch a cop.
Touch a cop, but not there or there. And definitely not there.
No. Unless you want to get tased.
That's right. But the Coal Harbor, Tantallon, and Lower Sackville detachments will all be open today, and you can see their operation from the inside out.
And we will be back with another edition of the Halifax Daily News tomorrow.
Until then.